Welcome along to Thursday's bulletin for Newcastle and a tribunal considering ex-Newcastle midfielder Jonas Gutierrez's claim he suffered discrimination at the hands of his old employer has heard an allegation former manager Alan Pardew gave untrue evidence. In closing remarks to an employment tribunal in Birmingham yesterday, the player's barrister said the case was unusual high profile and it's involved a number of high profile individuals, including former club managers Pardew, John Carver and managing director Lee Charnley. Martin Budworth, Gutierrez's barrister, claimed Newcastle's witnesses to the tribunal were not just mistaken about this, but are giving knowingly untrue evidence. He alleged that Pardew had given suspicious evidence and that his account had been tailored to fit the club's versions of events. The Argentinian is reported to be seeking £2 million in compensation for a disability discrimination claim after alleging Newcastle ensured he did not start enough matches to trigger a lucrative one-year contract extension. Well, moving on, and Newcastle boss Rafael Benitez has admitted that his squad are lacking confidence as they battle to beat the drop. Newcastle currently sits second from bottom and 3 points from safety, with 8 games left to play this season. Well, Benitez has been in charge for 2 fixtures to date, losing on his debut to league leaders Leicester before taking a point in the derby against Sunderland before the international break. The Spaniard admitted that time is running out, but he is remaining optimistic over their chances of staying in the top flight. He said, "Every day is important for us because we don't have much time to send our ideas across. Every day you can see that they're working hard, they're listening to you, they're trying to adapt to these things. We have to keep the spirit and then maximise the time that we have."